is you're seeing a contraction in the economy all across America. Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Great. You know, we had these two major diversions, the Wiener. For 3 weeks, they pumped that on national news, Dr. Stan, because a couple days before that story broke, President Obama and the UN sent in airstrikes into Libya. So we had a diversion with Wiener story for 3 weeks. Now we got the woman murders her children, another sensationalism story. They're using that because now their orders from the bank, get the first order, get troops into Libya, banks prosper. Second, raise the debt level now. They're going to be working on that in the back rooms to get us a deeper in the hock to these banksters.
I mean, I think that's the most incredible thing. Here we've got this massive debt. And what's the solution to the massive debt? Why are we going to borrow more money? Where is anybody speaking out and saying, you know, if you're in a hole and you want to get out, you don't deep the hole deeper? And they say, well, my goodness, you know, why at first we had this deficit, why the sky would fall and suddenly there'd be blood in the streets. And that's absolutely not true. We could afford all of the essential services. We just have to cut back on suddenly on all of these bureaucracies, which are unconstitutional, and stop doing that. But 40 cents out of every dollar we spend today is borrowed money. Let's stop borrowing money and live within the limits of what we're taking in. We're taking in about $2 trillion, $200 billion a year. There's plenty of money to run Social Security and Medicare and the military with that. And all the rest of it, I feel, is, Sydney, is unessential services. So you're absolutely right, Tim. They're playing games with their minds. Certainly this Anthony story is simply a diversion. These are all diversions, whether it be Wiener or whether it be Arnold Schwarzenegger's infidelity. They're all to focus our attention on non-essential issues, whereas the really important issues we never discuss. Anything else you wanted to cover?
Well, this is why it's so obvious, Dr. Stan, that both parties are compromised. The Republicans should be screaming at the top of their lungs what's going on here. So it's so obvious. I just don't understand why the John Q. public can't see what's going on here. I only went to the 11th grade. You know, it's so obvious.
Well, maybe Tim, you see it better because you only went to the 11th grade. You are not a victim of a college education. The college education is not to educate you. It's to indoctrinate you in a lot of things that aren't true. And I know I was there. You know, I learned all about fossil fuels, about how, you know, oil came from dinosaurs. And there wasn't anybody in our class who had the courage to say, how many barrels of oil do you get from a dinosaur? And why do they all congregate over there in Saudi Arabia, there in the desert, you know? Why doesn't anybody ever ask these should-be obvious questions? Oil is not a fossil fuel. But, of course, this has only recently been brought up when somebody pointed out the absurdity of what we were taught in college. And most of what we have learned in college is not accurate. And so you're probably fortunate that you only did go to the 11th grade. At least they didn't have the chance to play games with your mind.
Well, it's so astonishing. Look how quick this house moved to get troops into Libya. How can they move so quick? What's so urgent about that?
Well, basically, of course, I think that there is a timetable. This is what people really don't understand. We have an invisible government. They're working on a timetable. They timed this economic collapse for this time in history. They are toppling all of the governments in North Africa and the Middle East to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have a great war with the Muslim world. Now, basically, I haven't decided who really this is going to line up. But I think from certainly what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. He said there's got to be a conflict in the Middle East. And said Lindsay asked the question I'd asked, is this going to be with Iran? And Mr. Fromm said, not now. Maybe later, but not now. So it may very well be, of course, that we're going to have the Sunni Muslims united under the Muslim Brotherhood and then aligned against the Shia Muslim. The Shia Muslim crescent goes from Bahrain through Iran, Iraq, and down into Syria, because the majority of the people in Syria are Shia Muslims. So, and they, of course, hate the Sunni Muslims, and the Sunni Muslims hate the Shia Muslims, and that may be where this great war is going to come about. All we can do is conjecture at this time. But we do know that they're operating under a program, they're operating under a plan, and it'll become obvious as time goes by, but the frightening things and the implications. But the only way that they can get out of the mess we're in today is simply to have a war, to destroy the value of our currency, to write off the debt so they can start it all over again, and in the process to kill hundreds of millions of people, and of course to impoverish the American people. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, that was excellent, Dr. Stan. Thank you, sir.
God bless, and let's go to Virginia calling from Fort Collins, Colorado. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Virginia. Do you listen to our programs there in Colorado?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you enjoy that morning program?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, what can you say? You can't say, no, a terrible program. Go right ahead.
I was just actually talking to your wife on the phone. I've gotten to where I don't even watch the mainstream TV media anymore or anything. I automatically come in, and I came in tonight and turned on the radio, and you were announcing my phone. Dr. Roche was talking about my phone number on the air, so I was a little shocked. But I've got quite a story.
All right, fine, because this what we'd like to do, if we actually will give you a call. Virginia, of course, from Fort Collins, has been looking into this whole issue of the smart meters and of course, of the electronic barrage that we're underneath. You know, certainly we live with electricity, but we are getting so much of it. It's sort of like vaccines. If you only get one vaccine or two vaccines, you're probably not going to have a problem. But if you're getting 16 vaccines by the time you're 1 year of age, 26 vaccines by the time you're 2 years of age, 64 vaccine shots, introducing different diseases and certainly proteins into your body to sensitize and mobilize your immune system by the time you're 18, you're going to get into all sorts of problems. And it's the same thing with the electronic attack. What happened to your son, Virginia?
Well, my son was 28 years old, and he died. He lived 7 months with glioblastoma brain cancer.
How old was he?
He was 28 when he was diagnosed. He lived just shy of 7 months.
Well, I think people have to understand that they know cell phones promote breast to brain cancer, of course, so does aspartame and many other things. But instead of the cell phones and the electronic barrage are under is promoting cancer, why do you think cancer is exploding? At the beginning of the last century, one person in 17 got cancer. Today it's between 1 in 3 and 1 in 2. You think that just happened by accident? We've got a war on cancer. We're trying to stop cancer? No, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing everything we can to promote it. We got to have a phony war so that you'll think that we're trying to, we're really out there trying to prevent cancer. No. So many of the programs that they've undertaken are designed to promote cancer. What have you learned, Virginia?
Well, my son died October 11th of 2008. And approximately 9 months later, I was here home. I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, and he was going to school at San Diego State University. And I was on the Internet home in Colorado, and I found all these articles about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I read them several times, and I ended up on the floor because I realized they were about my son. And there is... right now, I know of 6 brain cancer deaths on the SDSU campus, and 4 of these, my son and 2 other gentlemen were diagnosed with brain cancer in 2008. And my son and one of these other gentlemen both died in 2008. And the other one is still alive. He got a different form of brain cancer. But all these gentlemen worked in the same building and in the same room. And last August, there was a woman that died that was 44 that left behind a 12-year-old daughter from brain cancer.
Well, now, what do you think this is? Was it some sort of experimental program they were using? Was it excessive exposure to some sort? Go ahead.
I'll send you the link, but there is a cell tower that's right outside of this building on campus. And in all these articles, it says it's a Sprint tower, which it may be, but I started digging into it, and it's a Gwen, G-W-E-N, ground wave emergency network with emissions that are known to hug the ground, and I believe it's HARP, anyway, it's located at the highest point on the campus, and these towers can be used for mind control and for crowd control. And it's just mind-boggling. And the school knows it, and I've tried to contact the administration several times without a response back. I contacted the governor's office. They referred me back to the school. I contacted Area Representative Marty Emerald and was referred back to SDSU. So it's just a cover-up. SDSU had a epidemiology report written by a doctor there in California, and I emailed him to ask him about this cell tower, and he called me at home. And I had spoken with some of the professors on campus, and I told him, I said, what about this cell tower? And he brushed it off and denied it to be the culprit, you know, rather quickly. And then I said, well, what about everybody's concerns? And he said they should be concerned. But because of his report, SDSU will not conduct a toxicology study.
Well, you have to understand that if you speak out on this, you'll be in trouble. Now, basically, we know, my best friend is a graduate of the University of Washington. He brought me their alumni report. They did an analysis of cell phones, and basically they felt that cell phones not only had a deleterious effect on the brain, but it predisposed to breakdown of DNA and predisposed to cancer. And they were warned, the University of Washington was warned, that if they put this out, they would never get any more government grants. Well,
right.
To their credit, they actually published that and said they'd been threatened. If you go up on the internet, I was able to track the article down, and we have the article out of the alumni board.
I've already, Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust and Ronald Herbermann both were at the University of Pittsburgh, and Ronald Herbermann was the first gentleman I ever contacted, and he told me this many brain cancers in this small of an area is outrageous. And because 2 to 3 people per 100,000 will get this type of brain tumor. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear from him. I found out that he and Deborah Davis were let go from the University of Pittsburgh because the university was going to lose $15 million in telecom funding.
And that's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
They threaten people. They cut off the funding for them. They will, of course, get people fired. And, of course, I personally believe that some people disappear mysteriously if you create too much of a problem.
Right.
But we must get the information. Virginia, I will try to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll get to schedule for a full program.
Okay,
God bless you. Thank you so very much. I'm so sorry about your son. I realize that. But basically, I want you in his memory to help us get the information out. The story is so incredible, people don't want to believe it. But there really are evil people out there who are actively promoting cancer. They know what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the public to know. Our telephone number?
I care for humanity. That's all I'm going to say. I really do.
I do as well. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, we've got Dwayne from Spokane. Hi, Dwayne. How are we doing?
Well, I'm good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
People all across America. Try to convince them there's a problem, and once they see one issue, whether it be population control, vaccines, the chemtrails, whether it be the smart meters, whether it be the efforts to actively promote cancer, doesn't matter what the issue is. Get versed on it, and if we get people to think on one issue, pretty soon they're going to be asking about the other issues. Dwayne, parting thought, I've got to let you go because we're out of time.
All right, thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I always enjoy Open Line Wednesdays. But certainly next week, it's up to you to call in here. Well, actually, next week, I think we're going to have Pastor Billy Crone on my slot on Wednesday because I want you to hear what he has to say. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Now, we do have a few advertisers. I think one of them is the Invita Medical Clinic. And if you have cancer, you know somebody who has a cancer, I said there are alternative treatments that have been developed by our own government, very effective treatments, or alternative treatments developed in other areas that are not widely used today. If you'd like to know more about the treatment of cancer by Invita and their excellent results, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Just scroll down on the lead page there to Invita, E-N-V-I-T-A Medical Clinic, and give them a call. You may very well be amazed at what they would have to offer, and certainly with their results in the treatment of cancer, and even incurable cancer that other people certainly don't know what to do with. Certainly, we have the great DVD, If you haven't seen it, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, because there are forbidden cures that are not allowed to be used in America. You need to get the DVD. Certainly, what in the world are they spraying? And, of course, Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD, Weather Modification Used as a Weapon. Weather Modification Used as a Weapon. Certainly, we hope, of course, many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and watch our DVDs. We have all sorts of DVDs and books and tape sets there. And, of course, you can watch our programs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of radio stations out across America, and we're pushing 65 outlets every single week. But, of course, it's an expensive proposition to buy time on most of those stations. If you can help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'll appreciate your help. And if you're not, and I know a lot of people are hurting today, a lot of people have lost their jobs and losing their homes, but if you're not, then please, not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and for our protection. And encourage other people to listen to our programs, because they start out listening to us and they think that we're crazy to begin with, and then before long, they're afraid we're not crazy, and then they begin to understand what's really going on. Because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and get the syllabuses that go with that. You need to get our DVD on the World Revolution, my interview with Professor Sutton, the best enemies money could buy. And communism was just such an enemy. And we promoted it for so many years, on one hand, sending our boys over to sea to fight communism while we were funding communism. That's how the game is really played. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will certainly pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, and pray that they'll have the courage to do what's right. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. I see we've got, looks like we're hooked up with him, and there we are. Hi, Barry. How are we doing tonight?
Not bad.
All right.
A little fluish, I want you to know.
What's that now?
A little fluish.
Oh, I'm sorry that you got it. Well, do you have a supply of your antibiotic and your vitamin D3? Because I will tell you, the flu that's going around is really vicious.
It's pretty bad.
And I know one of our friends, Sydney, has had this for a month. I've talked to several people who've had it.
I'm going into my third week.
Okay. Well, I just hope you get feeling better. You sound pretty good, so let's hope that it's improving.
Well, I'm used to it. I have to work.
I know.
And I do a lot of radio, and so I just get up for it, you know, and I write with this thing.
All right, fine. Do you have any antibiotics or vitamin D3 around there to keep you going?
Not really.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
No, what we're going to talk about tonight?
Well, listen, there was lots and lots that happened this week in my field of expertise. Now, and I'm not going to talk about it exactly, but I'm just going to mention before I get going that there was a really big event happened yesterday. The International Criminal Court not convicted. They accused four Hezbollah members of shooting the Lebanese president, Rafiq Hariri. Now, this has been expected, and with all kinds of responses, they want to extradite them to trial in Europe. And Hezbollah is refusing point blank, which, again, that's what Serbia did, and they ended up extraditing a couple of them. And they're blaming Israel. They always blame Israel, no matter what. But this, I don't want to dive into it, but this could have serious consequences, very serious consequences, to tick up Hezbollah. That's all. It's just a future prediction.
All right, fine. Of course, now, this was the prime minister of Lebanon, and he was a number of years ago. He was assassinated. And, of course, the question was who was behind it. Some people said that Syria was, and now apparently the accusation.
Four members of Hezbollah
right.
have been accused.
Okay, very good. So, all right, so what are the other issues you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about things that are incredibly important, but nobody properly cares about them. Not enough, anyways. Now, this is, I've got reports that I know a little something about, and one is very important. The Sea of Galilee, or Lake Kinneret, as it's known, it's almost empty of fish life. Giving an example, already the music, huh?
Yeah, go right ahead, though. I'll tell you when to stop.
All right. 10 years ago, the fishermen of the Kinneret pulled in 2,000 tons of fish. Last year, it was under 157 tons. A drop that's in, well, there's nothing left to catch. That's what that means. Anyways, the Israeli government has put in a 2-year ban on fishing in Lake Kinneret. Like that's going to help. And I'm going to tell, well, they think it's overfishing that's killing all the wildlife in the Kinneret. And I don't see how it's any more overfished today than it was 100 years ago.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Barry, well, they've been fishing there since the time of Jesus and long before that, 2,000 years we know of, and I'm sure probably 1,000 years, 2,000 years before that. Go ahead.
Well, they've been fishing as long as there have been people there who fish. The lake was very fertile. Now it's very close to dead. Now, what the Israeli government is claiming is that overfishing is the reason there's no fish left. What they're saying makes some sort of sense, but it doesn't begin to answer why there isn't any wildlife inside canard anymore.
Well, basically, of course, haven't they pumped most of the water, so much of it out over the years, and given the water to Jordan, so that the level of the lake has fallen and fallen dramatically.
Well, you took my punchline away, but yes.
Well, I got to have something to say. Go ahead, Barry. You go ahead and just ignore what I said.
No, it's all right. I was heading in that direction anyways. Now, look, one thing Israel never had was a ban on fishing in the spawning season. And all the countries around the Mediterranean have that summer ban to let the females lay their eggs and get a few fish in the lake. So Israel did catch spawning fish and so forth, but nonetheless that have a 10-year drop to nothing, very, very close to nothing, does require, in my opinion, a better explanation than just overfishing. And the Israeli government are about to find out that the fish are not going to just come back because there's no fishing. The issue, of course, is it's not just that the Sea of Galilee is low. It's like 15 feet below what it should be. And last year, it only got 60% of its annual rainfall. And it reached something called the black line. Now, I've explained this before.
Will you explain it again? Because remember, we'll have different listeners. So go ahead. What is the black line, and why is the black line in the Sea of Galilee so important?
Well, because the Sea of Galilee is fresh water, but it's in, well, surrounded by saltwater springs. And if you go too low, the saltwater will become the lake. It'll overcome the freshwater. The salinity will rise, and you're going to see a lot of fish die, which is what I think happened last winter when it reached the black line.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry was simply saying, of course, that the fishing is way down in the Sea of Galilee, and he believes it's because, of course, the Sea of Galilee is down to the black line. The black line, of course,
it was
down to the black line. And, of course, when you get down to that level, down about 15 feet from where it should be, why? Because there are all sorts of salt springs around that area, the salt water begins to get into the Sea of Galilee, and of course you have an increased salinity, and a lot of the fish die off. So pick the story up.
Well, what's happening is something happened in the last decade that didn't happen before. Okay, the Sea of Galilee has never been this low, never. Not in recorded history has it been this low. And I've been warning about this. You know, the last trip I took with my son was a friend phoned me up. He had a boat, which in Israel is a big deal. He loved to fish. We went, 4 in the morning, we were on the water, and wherever we went, and we went all over the Galilee, were places where I used to catch tremendous fish, over 20 pounds, some of them, the buri. What is a buri in English? It doesn't matter. A barbut, I think. A burbot in English. It doesn't matter. They were big. And, well, I've caught catfish 20 pounds, too, there. There was nothing. Wherever we dropped the line, there was nothing in the water. And I know how to fish this lake. We went all the way into the Jordan River, right at the mouth, which is, you know, the prime fishing zone in Israel, nothing. I think I caught one fish for the whole day, and I'd never had a fish. I'd never had a fishing trip that bad. And I couldn't explain it to my son. He had faith in my ability, but there was nothing there. Now, it turns out there really was nothing there, that the fish that used to be there, and used to, it's not so long ago, have simply disappeared from the Sea of Galilee. There's barely any fish anymore. Now, we will talk about the problem of why Now, first of all, weather is a factor. The winters aren't as rainy as they used to be. And this, I think, is a regional problem. All through the Middle East, they're having problems with water scarcity now. So you have that issue, which certainly is an issue. But there's another one, and it's not just that to make peace with Jordan, Israel promised 50,000 cubic meters of water every year would be given to them free of charge from the Kinneret. It gets so much more complicated. Now, here's what just happened. And try and follow this, people. The Yarmouk River is not the Kinneret. It flows into the Kinneret, but it's a separate system shared by Israel and Jordan, 50-50. On the Israeli side of the Yarmouk, a terrible dump of oil waste and sewage, the same stuff that's contaminating the Yellowstone River probably forever, contaminated the Yarmouk. Now, the Jordanians detected the pollution, and it was from the Israeli side of the river, and it was pumped into the King Abdullah Canal, and that supplies Amman with its, you know, a high percentage of its total water supply, and it had to be dumped. Now, here's, first of all, where it was dumped, and then we'll talk about what Israel is doing to make up for this environmental hazard that they dumped into the Yarmouk. Where it was dumped was in valleys that pour into the Jordan River. Now, that is the southern Jordan River, not the northern. Jordan is the south of Israel, Syria is the north. Well, these valleys pour into the Jordan River, which has really not got a lot of water flowing through it compared to what it once was. Nonetheless, these valleys flow into the Dead Sea, and you've got a total mess from this oil and this sewage that's further polluting the Jordan River, which, again, I used to fish there many years ago, 25 years ago. It was a very nice river full of fish. Right now, it's a completely polluted river all the way to the Dead Sea, and the Dead Sea is a shrinking ecosystem that's dying itself. So all of this oil water is polluting the Jordan River and making the very fragile ecosystem of the Dead Sea even more fragile.
Well, who put the polluted water with the sewage and the oil into it, do we know?
Israel.
I mean, but not. I mean, there had to be somebody in Israel. There had to be a government, an individual, yes, corporation. Who do we know who it was?
Oh, that I didn't get a report on.
Okay, fine. But go ahead.
Nonetheless, if we're talking sewage, there are many communities that along the Yarmouk that could dump the sewage. The oil, I have no idea about. What can you say? I mean, it was Israel who polluted the Yarmouk, and the Jordanians had to dump the water from the canal into valleys that go into the Jordan River. Everything is getting polluted. Now Israel was cited by Jordan for polluting the Yarmouk. I mean, that wasn't a tiny river in that part of the world. It was a very big chunk of Jordan's drinking water. So Israel had to, well, without going to court, Israel came up with an amazing agreement for polluting the Yarmouk. Now, just watch the fish die when you hear this one. Israel agreed to up the 50,000 cubic meters that it has to give from the Kinneret as part of the peace treaty. For all the water that Jordan lost, Israel is going to pump 180,000 cubic meters from the Kinneret to the southern Jordan. And in the summer, when you shouldn't pump anything, they're going to add 50 to 60,000 cubic meters on top of that. Now, this is 230,000 cubic meters being given to Jordan this year over the pollution of the Yarmouk River. Now, if you want to talk about water that Israel doesn't have to give up, especially in the summer, you don't pump out 60,000 cubic meters into Jordan. You just don't do it. It's look, when it comes down to this year, the Kinneret is going to be overpumped beyond belief because of this little accident with the Yarmouk River. And look, the solution, all this pumping, it's not even a feasible solution. But, you know, if Israel can't replace the water that it polluted, it's going to have a big impact on Jordan, who has its own water crisis. A first-class mess is going on there that people don't understand. The fish are not growing, and they disappeared because the lake's salinity has risen. They can't live in the water. That combined with a shortage of rain and overfishing. But what are they going to do to the Kinneret this year with pumping the equivalent of 4.5 years of the peace agreement in 1 year is going to Jordan from the Kinneret?
Well, it sounds to me like, of course, there's going to be dramatic and drastic consequences of this whole thing. It's going to simply, it could leave suddenly the Sea of Galilee almost a dead lake.
It is a dead lake. It, in fact, is a dead lake. You can't see life in the lake anymore. I don't know what's close to dead, but that was a very fertile lake full of fish, and the fish disappeared.
Right.
That sounds like it's, if it's not dead, it's only the hardy survive.
Well, Sydney, is there a lot of concern in Israel about this, or do people even realize the implications of what's happening?
No. No. Look, but they're taking the front page headlines. This would be on page 4.
Okay, and
it should be a front page headline.
Sure.
To kill the Sea of Galilee is not an accomplishment that Israel should be very proud of.
Certainly, I would not disagree with you at all, Barry, but I think Israel is in for some very, very difficult times, certainly for many, many reasons. And certainly there is a perpetual and chronic water shortage there. Is there any possible solution to that? Is the desalination going to help?
Well, you're going to pay a fortune for your water, and you can't irrigate your fields with desalinated water. But I guess any new water couldn't hurt.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'll talk about that briefly as well.
All right, you hang on there, because I guess it's Barry Shamish. We're talking about certainly the tragic situation in the Sea of Galilee. When we were there last, it was a wonderful and beautiful lake, but no longer. All right, Barry, go right ahead.
You know, you brought up...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But they're saying if they don't get what they want, why, they're going to stop using the Israeli currency and they're going to start using the American currency. And somehow that's going to be a terrible threat to America. Well, I'll tell you, if they were smart, they wouldn't be wanting to get in the American currency because it's losing its value. Well, by the end of the year, it'll be losing its value about 15% a year because we're going to have 15% inflation and probably much higher than that next year. So I would think that would be sort of a hollow threat on their part, but maybe the Palestinian leaders are not very smart and they don't understand economics. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, this was a side issue, and you're right. I don't understand what the threat is, but I thought I'd bring it up. No, the real problem is that the Americans don't want this vote in the UN, and they want negotiations to begin anew, and no UN vote and a Palestinian-Israeli agreement, and so they sent Dennis Ross, the standard self-hating Jew of the CFR, but also the special Middle East envoy, and they sent David Hale to Jerusalem. Who knows who he is? Who cares? But they had meetings with Netanyahu and Abbas, and they both agreed to go back to the negotiating table. But the bad part is this is being done secretly, and Netanyahu. Netanyahu is single-handedly conducting all the negotiations between Washington, Israel, and the Palestinians. No other. He's kept out his aide in Washington. He's kept his national security advisor out of it. Everyone who used to deal with Washington, they're gone now. It's only Netanyahu and Abbas, who are negotiating with whoever Obama has. Well, I guess Dennis Ross is one of them, that's who they're negotiating with, Ross and Hale. The problem is that Netanyahu has been giving more than just hints. He has shocked his cabinet by all but admitting he's going to dump the West Bank and lots of settlements. Lots of Jews are going to be forced out of their house, their homes, way more than Gaza. He's all but said it to his cabinet. And there's been a great deal of what it comes down to is his aides have been trying to heal the wounds of what Netanyahu told the cabinet. Now, what we've got a few reports of Netanyahu's black lines. Now, the first is he wants an Israeli military presence on the Jordan River, as I've been saying for I don't know how long. You just don't let arms smuggling from Jordan in. You need the Jordan River to stop that, all right? You just don't give it away. It's too risky. But the big one, the one I want to talk about, is his second condition. The second is the deployment of Iron Dome batteries along the border of a future Palestinian state. Now, the Iron Dome is this missile defense system that apparently has been working well enough that Gaza, I guess it was about 2 months ago, a few of their missiles were knocked down by the Iron Dome. So he wants the West Bank border to be surrounded by these Iron Dome batteries. Now, as a result, Barack Obama apparently agreed with this condition, and he approved $205 million in American aid to give Israel four more batteries. Should I go on? I still hear the music.
Well, we'll tell you when. Go right ahead. So we're providing another couple hundred million dollars we're going to have to borrow. We don't have any money, ladies and gentlemen. We're 40 cents of every dollar we spend has to be borrowed.
We'll borrow it from Mexico.
What?
Borrow it from Mexico.
Borrow it from Mexico or the Chinese Communists. Anyway, we're borrowing the money to give to Israel to build a defense against their enemies. And, of course, then we're financing their enemies. We've always financed. We financed Egypt. We financed the Palestinians. We've indirectly financed Hamas. We've been important as far as creating it. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Go right ahead there, Barry. But I think it's very important that you mention this Dennis Ross. And he's not only a member of the CFR, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the elite. And supposedly Netanyahu is negotiating with him. Netanyahu himself was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I think it's all political theater. I think the decisions have already been made. And they will end up, of course, being a disaster for Israel and forcing the evacuation of the settlement there in Samaria. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm putting it together right now, what's really happening, and you'll see it. So Dennis the Menace Ross is negotiating the Palestinian-Israeli peace negotiations before the UN in September meets, and there's going to be a major diplomatic breakdown. This is what's going on at this moment. Now, Netanyahu, we know, even though he's running the show and he's being secret beyond belief, beyond what's really who gave him that kind of power, you didn't elect a prime minister to single-handedly go around the Knesset and his party and negotiate your peace Well, that's what we brought. Now, the two conditions, the second condition is the interesting one, that he wants, he will withdraw from the West Bank, provided it's surrounded by Iron Dome batteries. And Obama liked the idea, I guess, gave him $205 million for former batteries. That's $50 million a battery. That's an awful lot of money to knock down a $4 missile. But nonetheless, they've been used. We know what the deficiencies of the Iron Dome are. Look, it needs a few kilometers between the missile source and itself to be able to gauge, to knock down the missile. It needs a few kilometers, which makes sense. There, who has the time? A missile shot from East Jerusalem would land in West Jerusalem in seconds. Now, which begs the question...
Hold that thought, Barry. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Apparently, the negotiations are underway and been pretty well agreed upon. Barack Obama is going to give a couple of $100 million to Israel to build something called the Iron Dome batteries. They're supposedly anti-missile batteries. In return for that, of course, why Netanyahu will pull the settlers out of Samaria and suddenly turn the West Bank over the Palestinians. And the people of Israel don't want this. The cabinet doesn't want it. The only people who really want it is Netanyahu, who's playing his part, but he's simply going along with the decisions that have been made by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, ties into the CFR, Trilateral Commission, of which Dennis Ross, who is the American negotiator with the Israelis, is one of their primary supporters. He's part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness. So basically, it's another means of selling out the Israeli settlers. And the people in Israel are furious with Netanyahu. But, of course, he's supposedly the best of the bad lot. He's the guy who got into office because he was going to take a hard line.
I wouldn't say they're furious at him.
Wouldn't you?
No.
You think that they do. How about the people going to lose their homes?
They're not at the point of hating Netanyahu yet, and they're under tremendous repression. But that's a separate story. Let's not get lost.
All right, you go right ahead. But before we get back to the story, Barry, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and, of course, how they can, of course, invite you to come to talk to them and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure, why not? My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll get into the site. You'll see a search box right in my name. CHAMISH, and you'll get to all the books, and to download them is no more than $10, and you have the book in your computer, an ebook, and more if it gets sent home. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button at the very bottom of the main page. If you contribute, I'll contribute back to you. You'll get a nice package of DVDs. Lulu doesn't sell them, but if you're interested, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and I can send you a pile of DVDs. There, now let's get back to this condition of Netanyahu's.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
Again, this is not major news in Israel. This is commentary news. It's not an event. It's happening in the background. And, well, again, this condition that America is playing ball with in a big way, and I'll get to that in 1 second, is that the West Bank be surrounded with Iron Dome anti-missile batteries. Again, they don't work unless you've got sufficient distance between the source and the battery, which brings a big, big question of where these borders are going to be. You've got towns in Israel. Well, Flag Saba is twin cities with Kalkilia. You shoot a missile from Kalkilia, it's there in a second. Well, where's the border going to be? Is Kalkilia going to be part of Israel? The concept is so ridiculous. There are no words for it. The Iron Dome won't be able to stop it. The Palestinians will just put the missile next to the border, and the Iron Dome won't be worth anything. So we have to ask, does Netanyahu understand the concept of defense enough to know that this is ridiculously stupid? All right, but it's growing. Now, here's the big one. The big one. Israel's missile defenses, the Iron Dome, are going to be integrated into the United States regional defense network. It doesn't even exist right now. It's going to exist for this peace. You're going to get a regional defense network with the Iron Dome being part of your missiles in one giant, well, network. Now look, you've never heard of that. These are the negotiations going on for peace right now. Now, what it comes down to is the Israeli commentators, really critics, really don't like this idea of joining an American regional defense network. For one thing, it means the U.S. Can dictate to the country like it doesn't dictate enough. But now I think they're being a bit past thinking when they say this, that once we join this defense network, it's going to prevent Israel from launching preemptive strikes against the Iranian nuclear facilities. I don't think that's going to happen anyways. But what they are arguing is that instead of a strike strategy, the strategy is now to intercept the nuclear missiles from Iran. And Iran is building long-range missiles quite capable of hitting Israel. Israel's defense will not be an offense. It will be a missile defense.
Well, I really believe that there is going to be a war over there, and I believe it's probably going to be between the Sunnis and the Shias, but I think that maybe perhaps even Israel will be aligned with the Sunnis against Iran, and Iran will try to strike Israel, and it may not be a bad idea to have a defense, some sort of a missile defense, hopefully that you'd be able to intercept these missiles before they get to
there. Well, who cares if the idea is for the missile network to be the border with Palestine.
Right, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's where it gets silly. And the commentators, again, are saying the same thing, that there's a trick behind all these new agreements and American money to build the Iron Dome. All right, it may be a tough argument. It may be... There is a line going through all this.
There's something else going on behind the scenes, Barry. I'm not certain what it is, but there's something else behind all of this. Go right ahead.
Well, on the one hand, America looks like it's aligning itself with Israel and using Israeli missile technology, and somehow that's going to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians. In what world, I don't know. But that's the way the direction is going right now. But as for this Obama administration, they're up to things that are, it can't be believed what they've done. Look, I don't know if you know what the Department of Homeland Security's look, they have a system for raiding aliens. It's called the supervision of aliens commensurate with risk policy. And they named the 36 countries that they, that citizens within them are screened, specially screened. They call it a third agency check, where they're detained and screened by the Customs Enforcement, ICE. Now, who are these 36 nations, including Israel? The list of the 36, these are 36 nations which have shown a tendency to promote, produce, or protect terrorist organizations or their members. What's Israel doing on this list? Why is it there?
And why isn't the Muslim Brotherhood on that list? But it isn't the Muslim Brotherhood coordinating terrorism all across the Near East and Middle East. It's not on the list, but Israel is. Isn't that interesting?
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is actually, again, this administration in the States. What do you know? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton confirmed 6 days ago, last Thursday, that it was in Washington's interest to deal with parties committed to nonviolent politics. Therefore, it will have limited contacts with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. That is now American policy.
We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane. Everybody thinks we're crazy. Go right ahead.
Well, I think the Muslim Brotherhood gave her the best answer. They were not impressed by her really very patronizing point of view about the Muslim Brotherhood. What they said is, we'll talk to you if you drop the Zionist entity, or in other words, you cut off relations with Israel. That was their answer to Hillary Clinton. But as policy, the United States were more than happy to begin negotiations with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, I think it's insanity. It's in the, you cannot trust the Muslim Brotherhood. They're certainly a lie.
I trust them more than I would Hillary Clinton.
Well, you don't care. That's like a choice between being shot or being hung. I don't like either alternative. Go right ahead.
I would, if I had to go to a party with Hillary Clinton or the Muslim Brotherhood, you know what? You're right. Flip a coin.
Go right ahead.
Now, this incident, in a way, very amusing. It hasn't got a lot of play, but it's also very dramatic, and there's a line that goes through the events. There was supposed to be this massive flotilla going, I think it was about 20 ships, and they were going to transport humanitarian aid, like all the Band-Aids past due dates that they could buy for nothing. It's humanitarian aid. What they were doing was to provoke a lot of trouble with Israel. Now, these are very radical far leftists, and this is guerrilla theater as they see it, and they organized this thing from all over the world. The ships were supposed to take off from Greece and defy Israel and bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. Except they've had a very, very bad week. Now, look, Israel does a lot of trade with Greece, and it has, and Greece is in no shape to take any economic threats whatsoever. Israel just told Greece to stop the ships, that they're illegal and you don't let them leave port. And Greece played ball. Now, in the end, Greece said, that's a little rough. We need to present a compromise before we declare the flotilla illegal. So they came up with it sounds pretty good, a compromise, that they would take all the humanitarian aid and ship it to Gaza with on their ships with UN supervision, and all the Gazans would get the humanitarian aid. Now, you can't turn down that if your intention was only to ship humanitarian aid, well, fair is fair. We'll play ball with that. But of course, that wasn't even down the list of their intentions. Their intentions was to get publicity and to get the Israeli Navy to kill a few of them while appearing to be very peaceful, nonviolent citizens of the world. Their attempt was a show, and this wouldn't give them a show. So they just turned it down outright, that they're not going to have anything to do with this agreement, and then ship after ship, as soon as it entered international waters, the Greeks turned them back now and arrested a lot of them. But they had more problems, and I think they got this right, as a matter of fact. Their suspicions that the sabotage, they call it a sabotage, of two of their boats, an Irish boat, the Suarice, whatever that means in Irish, and a Swedish-owned boat, the Giuliano, they were both vandalized in the same way. Their propellers were mutilated, and clearly both vessels had very similar damage, and they said this was only a professional group, the Mossad Secret Service, sabotaged our boats. Now, Israel laughed that off and said that's just paranoid thinking. Frankly, I think the flotilla members may have a point there, that their boats were sabotaged. All in all, they're not coming to Gaza. So here they are stuck in Athens, about 700 of them from all over the world, and they can't leave in their ships. So what do? Here's the last-ditch effort, and on Friday, that's in a couple days, you'll see if it actually turned into anything. I suspect it will be equally sabotaged. 700 activists from America and Europe are all buying plane tickets, and they're all going to land at Ben Gurion Airport on Friday. And when they get to the to immigration, they're going to sign as their destination Palestine. And, well, whatever that does, the Israelis are good and prepared for it. And they're not going to let it get out publicly, whatever they did to these people. But they're ready for them, and they'll ship them back. It took a lot of energy, but this whole organized flotilla scam, it looks like it's not going to work.
Well, I think it's just as well. It was all a publicity stunt anyway, and I think it's just such a tragedy that those propellers got so badly damaged. And I'm sure it probably just happened spontaneously, defective metal. I'm sure there was an Israeli SEAL team, but what would you expect them to do? So basically, Israel's under attack from all sides, and certainly it has to defend itself. Granted that they have a right of self-defense. And there are all these liberal groups from all over the world who are trying to undermine Israel. It needs to be able to defend itself against Hamas, against Hezbollah, and certainly, I fear, against the Muslim Brotherhood in the not-too-distant future, which is aligned with Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back. Well, Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right, the last little story, just to...
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
So we're involved in a spiritual battle against very dark and sinister spiritual forces. That we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. If you agree that there certainly is a supernatural element to what's going on, we hope you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you certainly disagree with us, why, well, then you want to support us, but you may agree and not have the wherewithal to support us. I know a lot of people are having problems. So if you're not in a position to help us financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. How can you really begin to put things together? Well, of course, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Barry Shimer's 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants. What's it all about? Well, Barry doesn't necessarily believe in the supernatural, but I do. And Barry, of course, investigated supernatural phenomena that occurred in Israel between 1988 and 1999, talked to women who had seen the giants and seen the UFOs, and a fascinating 4-tape set of Return of the Giants. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't heard, we're sending Dr. Dennis Cuddy's two four CD sets. There's part one, part two on the Illuminati. You'll certainly want to get that. That's 2 4 tape sets, or four CD sets on the Illuminati. What is the Illuminati? It's the modern day manifestation of the program of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies, dedicated to bring about a one world government and a one world religion, which of course is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why of course we've undermined the very fabric of our Christian church, why of course many of our churches have changed their message and the music of the Christian church. Christianity is under attack today. Coordinated, they said they've gotten into the seminaries. They first control the major media. They control the banking system, the corporations, the military. They control certainly the political structure of our land, the educational system, the tax-exempt foundations. Who are they? I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're centered at 5868 Street in New York City, at the Harold Pratt House in Great Britain, at number 10 St. James Square in London. At Chatham House, and you need to understand the background of this secret society created back in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes, who said shortly before he died in 1902, it will take at least 100 years to accomplish what we want. And what is that? To create a world government. Why do you think we have troops stationed in 131 nations, 720 military bases throughout the world? Why do you think we spent $36 billion financing foreign dictators throughout the world? Why, very simply, we have occupying forces in those nations. We're keeping dictators in power, or some of them we call democratically elected, but it's all a political theater. We want our people in positions of power so that we can, of course, create this one world government. But a lot of the Muslim nations don't want to go along with it. And that's why, of course, we've created the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to have a great war with the Muslim world as we unite all the Muslim nations under the Muslim Brotherhood. And then, of course, I fear there's going to be terrible, terrible suffering both in the Near East and here in America. Please pray for America. Pray for this, our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.